KFI in LA County. So today, I got the job. This is the job that I got today. My wife's out of town. She's in Sacramento, and God bless her. She's got a brand new gig up there at KSTE. Maria Sanchez, formerly of KFI Radio, and on to bigger and better things. Well, not better, not necessarily bigger, but on to great things for herself. So I got the job of going to Kmart and picking out green shorts for the kids because they had a situation. I think it was at school today, and they had to go to... the kids had a thing at school today where they had to go for a... I think there's some kind of a... There's some kind of a... I know there's a festival they're having tomorrow. So they have to be dressed in green. So I go over to Kmart and I have to get... And I had to get some green shorts for the kids and I had to get some green shirts for the kids. So I... I went over to get the shorts, and it was funny because I had to get Catherine's little tiny. She's 6 and a half. She weighs about 50 pounds. Well, what do I know from getting shorts and a T-shirt for a kid, right? I don't know from that. So I'm in Kmart, and I walk over.
No.
He's going to have to keep that down or something. Can you keep it down a little bit? We are over at the... Where was it? I'm at Kmart, and I'm at Kmart, and I got to pick out the shirt, okay, for the little girl. So what do I know from a 6 and a half year old girl? So I say to one of the people there, I said, "Well, can you?"
They asked me. I told them it's an honest thing.
I said to the. What's he doing? We're going to go to a break, okay. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, our number 1-800-521-KFI. 1-800-521-KFI. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 521-KFI in LA County. Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in LA County. So, today, I'm over there at the store, and I'm picking out I gotta pick out clothes for a six-year-old girl. Like, well, basically, all I'm doing is I'm buying some shorts, and I'm buying a T-shirt, because she needs to have this for this athletic competition that they're having tomorrow. The funny thing about it is that I don't know what you dress, how big is she? Six, okay? She's about 50 pounds. So I said to this woman, can you tell me? I asked her, can you tell me how much, what? And I said to her, can you tell me what a 6 and a half year old girl would be wearing, you know, what size? And I asked the...
No, you did not. This is something that Michelle came out with. And although I know it's supposed to be about you, I'm going to play it on...
Maybe I ought to go into that studio because he's got something going on here, man. I don't know what it is.
No, it's not.
So I asked them, a 6 and a half year old girl, what size clothes is she going to wear? So I said, what size does a 6 and a half year old girl wear? And she said, well, you know, my daughter is 7, and she's... I said, what size does a... Is he all right? What size does a 6 and a half... I think that's okay. What size does a 6 and a half year old girl wear? Who's about 50 pounds? And she said to me...
It's such a personal thing. You know? It can't just be, like, professional.
Well? And I said, is 6 years old? Just Terry? Is 6 years old, at for the age of six, and 50 pounds, is that overweight? I forget what it, but anyway, she said to me, well, my daughter is six, and she's a little over 50 pounds. She wears a size seven. So then another lady's standing there with a shopping cart. I don't know what the point of a... You get a load of what he's doing here? What's wrong with him? So what is... what the hell is that I'm trying to say? What does a six and a... I'm very sorry. I'm losing my train of thought. What does a six-and-a-half-year-old girl wear? I mean, not what does she wear. What size does she wear? And the woman says to me, probably a size 7 or 8. And then another lady comes up to me, and she starts telling about the size... She says, well, I don't know, what are you going to do? Are you going to do something about this? All right, and we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Our number 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. So I found myself in the unusual position today of having to pick out clothing for a six-year-old girl, and I'm in the store with nothing but women. Not to say that the only people that are there are women during the course of a day. Well, today, the only people that were there were women. The only people that were there were women because, you know, there are men that go in and out. And so I was talking to the women that were there. And the women that were there helped me pick out the clothing for Catherine. So I said, thank you very much. And there I am, standing at the line.
No, I can't control what other people are going to do. They asked me. I'm not going to lie to them. I told them.
And I'm... You're going to have to do something. You're either going to have to call Tim Kelly or somebody. You're going to have to call somebody, because I can't do this.
I can't control what other people are going
to
do.
I can't have this. You have to call Tim Kelly or somebody.
Either you can believe them, or you can
come... It's KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, Phil Hendry Show. And we're talking about picking out the clothing anyway for my stepdaughter, Catherine. So she's 6 years old. She wears clothing that is size 8. And there I was.
Instead of telling me that David's going to call me up. No.
There I was at the counter. Are you hearing what he's saying? What is he talking about? He sounds like he's pissed off to me. So anyway, it was very interesting because there I was, a guy, 45 years of age. 45 years of age, standing there with the kids' clothing, and 45 years of age, standing there with the kids' clothing, and I am felt kind of foolish because you're standing there with little shorts and a shirt, and of course the other thing that you have to keep in. The thing that you have to think about, okay, and we'll take another break here on KFI AM 640. 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in LA County. I have to break now. Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Meatloaf, extra gravy.
Welcome to the KFI Radio Catessen.
Okay, what's yours?
I have a corned beef on rye and hold my pickle.
We've got fresh meat.
Young buxom blonde.
Buxom means fat but with big boobs.
Yes.
Dead meat.
Would a child taste better than an older person? Like an older person's meat is tougher. A child's is fresher. What the fat content in a person would do to the taste and tenderness.
Enjoy it in the car or take it home.
Oh.
We even have shrink wrap.
Can I go take on the day?
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Welcome back. It's the Phil Henry Show. At 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. And I was on a, it was interesting last night after I, well, actually I was talking to you about getting the clothes for the kids today. So I was over there getting the clothes, and I had the little dainty kid shirt, and I had the shorts and all of this stuff. And it was very funny because I have never purchased clothes for kids. You know, one of the things about kids is they're very specific about what they want to wear. One of the things about kids is they're very specific about what they want to wear. They're very specific about what they want to wear. And you cannot buy things for them without their input, because they're going to be upset if you get anything that's weird. You cannot buy things that the kid isn't going to like. So what you do is you have to just get it plain. Just get it plain. That's what I do. It's almost as if you're buying a sandwich for somebody, get it plain and do the... and. Get the... you going to get Mark on the phone? Get the... get it plain. So if you're buying a sandwich for somebody, you get it plain. The other thing that is interesting, I think, is the Madagascar chat room that I was in last night. That I wanted to bring it up with you guys today. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Is this Phil?
Have you purchased clothing for a six-year-old? You know what I'm talking about when you go to Target?
No, you know what, Phil? Tell you something. It's real hard to follow your story when whoever the heck in the background is yelling and screaming. I'm trying. I've been listening for 20, 30 minutes trying to listen.
It's a little.
And what the heck's going on over there?
It's a little distracting for me. What I was basically saying was this. I was saying that the Kmart, I went into the Kmart and I was buying clothes for my 6.5-year-old stepdaughter, okay?
Right.
I had to get her a pair of shorts. And I had to get her a shirt. And she's 6.5, right?
Right.
Are you there?
I'm here.
She's 6.5, 50 pounds. Now, what size would you say she is?
Well, see, that's what you were saying, was that you were looking at a size 7.
Right.
But you know what? I'll just tell you, as a caller, you're not telling us what's going on over there on your side.
What is he doing? I'm trying
to.
What I got to do is I got to do.
You got to.
I got to do a show. Yes, I'm right here, ma'am. I tell you what I'll do is I'll take a break. I'll get right back to you. Okay. Let's take a break. And on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's
the Phil Henry
Show. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show. And our number is 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County. 5201-KFI. What did I say? 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County. 5201-KFI in L.A. County. So I was on the Internet last night, and I got into a Madagascar chat room. It's really fascinating. I'll tell you why. Because you're in there, and you're looking at all of these comments that are going on, and it's kind of... It's kind of interesting to see the,
are you,
what I'm asking you to do is to call Mark.
If anybody asks me, I'm not going to deny you want me to lie. You
call David or call Mark, because I can't be in here with this, okay? I understand that they've got,
I told my reason.
I know he's in a union. I understand that he's in a union, but I have a radio show to do. What union allows their people to do this while I'm on the air? He's flailing around in here, too. So I was in this chat room, and it was very interesting. I don't know if you ever, you know, personally, I personally find the internet to be completely and utterly boring. It's not bad. It's not evil. It's not horrible. It's not, you know, it's nothing. I think it's impotent. It's a completely useless and impotent tool. And so, but I did find the Madagascar chat room to be rather interesting because I was able to log on and listen to the people who are there talking about, what does he want? And I was watching the people in the Madagascar. What does he want? Yes, sir.
Phil?
Yeah, David Hall, our program director, is joining us.
What are you doing? Because I'm listening to you. You're telling some stories, which I think are interesting stories. You're talking. What is going on there?
I keep telling you.
Roll. He is.
Why aren't you telling the stories that you're telling? And why are you stopping?
Because I've got this going on in the studio.
What is going on in the studio?
I got Mike Crozier's going out of his mind, man. He's going out of his mind.
Who's going out of his mind?
Mike Crozier, my engineer, is going nuts here.
Phil, you know, I have told you a million times that you've got to keep going with the story, that you've got to keep going with the monologue, and you've got to involve the audience, and all I'm hearing you do is stopping. Why are you stopping?
I'm stopping because he's going nuts.
Don't talk to Mike Crozier. I told you not to talk to your board op on the air. Do your monologue and get into the story. Because I'm out here, your listeners are out here, and they don't know what the hell it is you're doing.
You can't hear what's going on?
So all I know is you're stopping in the middle of your monologue, and you're not telling the stories.
And you can't hear Mike screaming like this.
I can hear something very faint. You got to understand something. There is a limiter on the transmitter which allows your voice to go out over the transmitter, and people can't hear what's going on there. So
you can't hear Mike Crozier yelling his head off. He is yelling his freaking head off, and he's getting red.
We can't hear anything out here, and I have told you a million times, and I don't know why it is you're a 25-year professional that you don't know how to keep going on with a story.
But
what are you doing?
I'm trying to.
The problem with you is you're coming off like a serious jackass with your constant stopping, and you are losing concentration. Now, my question to you is, why can't you be a professional?
You can't hear this guy screaming and yelling in the background, man. I started out doing my monologue. I was trying.
Don't start yelling at me, all right? I'm the program director of the radio station.
Can't you hear this guy going ape crap, man? I started out talking about Kmart, and I was talking about Madagascar. The guy's going ape in here.
We can't hear anything. I don't doubt that there's something going on, but you've got to understand that once the sound goes through the processor, the audience can't hear it.
You're telling me you can't hear this?
No, I can't. I can hear a little bit of talking, but you are stopping it after every word, and you are ruining your monologue. You sound like a complete amateur, and you are making the first half hour of your program sound terrible.
David, the guy is going crazy.
How many times are you going to repeat yourself?
I don't mean to repeat myself.
How many times are you going to repeat yourself?
I'm saying, can you hear this?
How many times are you going to repeat yourself? I said to you, I can't hear it. The audience can't hear it. There is no reason for you to stop in the middle of your monologue. All it does is distract the audience and keeps them off of the point. And what you are doing, Phil, is pointing up yet again something that's going on in the studio rather than continuing on with your program. You know that this makes me angry. You know that this pisses me off. And I'm going to call you something, Phil, now that I have never used on the air before. You've got me so upset. You are being a perfect ass. Do you understand?
David, if you can't hear this, then I apologize, but I'm sitting in the studio here with a madman.
Go on with the story. Go on like a professional, and don't let it distract you.
How can I not let it distract me? He's going ape crap here, okay?
You are absolutely unprofessional when you perceive the audience to be following every little word and every little nuance that you're following. They are following your words.
But you listen, the people are calling in. I got people on the line here.
I don't care who's calling in. I don't care how many of your fans can hear this.
Look at this. Irvine, are you there? Irvine, hello.
Hello.
Yes, speak up, ma'am.
Whoever this guy is on the phone is an idiot. I'm in Irvine. I can hear everything and the guy is yelling.
The guy is not, I don't know what it is you're referring to, ma'am, but I'm asking Phil Henry to continue with his story because every time
he doesn't stops, matter. Nobody can pay attention to what he's saying. The guy in the background is yelling so hard we can't even hear Phil.
It would be one thing, ma'am, if it was very loud. It's another thing entirely because Phil is doing his stories and when he stops.
No. Nobody would be listening to Phil's story because they can't hear Phil over this idiot that's yelling in the background.
Let me just make a point.
Hold on for a minute, David, because I got to go. There's a lady in Los Angeles here, okay? Hello?
So long.
Los Angeles? Okay, so she's gone.
The point, ma'am, is you think you hear something because Phil is stopping.
No. We can hear this guy over Phil. When Phil's talking, we can hear this guy better than we can hear Phil.
What I'm saying to you is Phil stopping is drawing your attention to it. If he wouldn't stop, you wouldn't pay any attention to it.
Okay, but the point is...
So you're telling me that I'm supposed to keep going on with a monologue while I got a board op in here, an engineer who's going out of his freaking mind.
And I'm going to tell you one more time. Quit repeating yourself with me. Do you understand me? Because you are repeating yourself.
The lady in Irvine hears it, David, okay?
Ma'am?
Yes?
The only reason why you can hear it is because you have it turned up too
loud.
Sir,
then why can I hear it right now over you?
Well, the reason is because we're talking about it. If Phil wouldn't talk about it.
No, you're wrong.
All right, hold on. I got
it. Everybody in their right minds who's listening to this radio show cannot hear Phil over this guy.
I have
to
take a break.
Shut up.
All you have to do is ignore it. Just ignore it.
And
just go ahead. Do the story.
Just ignore it?
Just do the story.
So Madagascar today, there is the people who are...
This is a
people,
joke.
In Madagascar... How am I supposed to do this, David?
Keep going on with the story.
I heard a chat room... I got to talk. In Madagascar today, it was very interesting. I can't do this, David. The guy is yelling.
Don't you yell at me.
I got to take a break, okay? KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's time now for...
What was that?
Crap.
If anybody ever does a promo that makes us sound that stupid, they're fired.
You quit picking fights with her.
I'm not picking fights with her. I'm just saying. I mean, if we sound that stupid in our promos, their heads are going to roll.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. David Hall, our program director, is on the line. Mike Crozier, my engineer, has been escorted out of the room and put into another room so he can scream and yell all that he wants.
The reason why we had to do this is because you couldn't be professional enough to
just keep the story going. I mean, I can't keep the story going. We got the lady in Irvine. Thank you very much, ma'am, for hanging on.
Sure.
You could hear it.
Yeah.
I could hear it.
I don't know what
the reason
program director...
why the lady could hear it, Phil, is because you kept stopping and starting.
No, here's the deal.
And
it's really unprofessional when someone's asking for support from their program director to get this guy shut up in the background, and the program director of all people comes on and calls the guy an idiot. How does that work? He's asking for your support.
I'm telling him the way that I support him is by telling him and reminding him of his professional obligation.
No, the way you support him is by calling him up and calling him an idiot. Someone can't control the office and keep this guy shut up in the background.
Keep what guy shut up in the background? If Phil had continued with the story, then...
Let's listen to it. You got a piece of that? Mike Schaefer has come in here. And
I don't want to listen to a piece of it.
Listen to this, people who are...
This is a
people,
joke.
In Madagascar... How am I supposed to do this, David?
Keep going on with the story.
I heard a chat room. I got to talk. In Madagascar today, it was very interesting. Did you hear that?
The reason why you could hear it, Phil, the reason why the lady could hear it, is because you kept stopping, you kept behaving unprofessionally, you can't tell a story, you cannot maintain a monologue, you can't maintain any consistency, so that the...
Well, why should he have to?
You know, I don't know why I got to keep reminding you of how to do a GD radio show.
David, you don't have to remind me of how to do...
And don't take a tone with me, all right?
Let me tell you something, pal. I've been 25 years...
Don't take any kind of an attitude with me, Phil.
25 years in this business? That's how long I've been in this business. I know when a guy's yelling. You understand me?
You want to be taken off the air?
You want to take me off the air? Take me off the air! Take me off the air! Now I'm going to lose it.
It's the program director that needs to go.
All right, Phil, I'm going to ask Jonah Weiler to put a tape on.
Go ahead, put a freaking tape on. I heard the guy losing his mind in my studio while I'm trying to do the first half hour of my stinking, dirty, rotten radio show that I don't get paid any freaking money to do.
You have gone over the edge, my friend.
Fine, I've gone over the edge. I've listened to your crap for a year and a half, man. Excuse me, ma'am, I'm awfully sorry.
That's fine.
I have listened to your crap for a year and a half with this crap, okay? Now, you're telling me I'm not professional? I'm the most professional son of a bitch on this radio station.
Did you just hear what you just said?
Yeah, I heard what I just said.
The unprofessional one was the one that came on the air and started calling Phil a jackass. That's what's unprofessional.
You still have this caller on the air and you are losing your mind like that?
I apologize to the lady, and I'm awfully sorry that she had to hear this.
No, you don't need to apologize. The program director is the one that needs to apologize to the KFI listeners
for
coming on. We listen
to
Phil's show every night for a reason, okay?
I will apologize.
You listen to it for a reason, and you come on and you're jackass this and jackass that.
I apologize for the actions of Mr. Hendry, and I will not apologize for anything else.
Well, then you've got it all backwards.
Thank you.
You are, you know, I don't know how much longer you're going to be at this radio station.
Do you think I care?
Well, maybe you don't.
No, I don't. How about that, David? I don't care. Do you think I need this freaking gig? Do you honestly think I need this gig? Answer me that, yes or no.
You know something, pal? You are really pushing it.
No, answer me yes or no. Do you think I need this gig? Yes or no?
I guess by your attitude, Phil, you're saying that you don't need the gig.
No, I don't need any kind of a gig for taking this abuse and listening to this swill and listening to definitions of professionalism. I got more professionalism in my little toe than maybe you got in your whole body. What do you think about that? See, you came on here and you said, why don't you just keep going on with the show there, Phil? Why don't you just be a pro and keep going on with the show while a guy is going nuts in my studio? While this is going on, and I listen, and I'm cool, and I'm calm, and I'm collected, and I take all of your damn advice. Well, tonight I just had it up to here. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the state of the world. Maybe it's because Pakistan has got the bomb. I don't know.
You know, Phil, I am a new father. I just had a baby. How dare you yell at me like this? I just had a new child. How dare...
I'm very happy that you had a baby, and I'm very sorry, okay?
You really got a lot of nerve.
Sherman Oaks on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yes. My name is Paul, and I was listening to this for the last half an hour. And I'd like to tell Phil, the program director, in all of my 50 years of living, I've never heard a program director ever come on the air and berate a radio personality.
Come on.
I listened to the yelling and screaming in the background, and when I tuned in, and I didn't even understand what was going on. Then as I got the gist of it, and you came on the way you did with your attitude, you should be fired.
My attitude,
you should be,
my
you should be taken out of entertainment.
Don't you raise your voice to me, sir.
I shouldn't raise my voice?
No, don't raise it to me. I'm the program director of the radio station.
You are the program director.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me tell you that I have never seen a program director as inept as you then.
Well, what do you
mean? Because you have no right to come on and berate your radio announcer the way you did. If you couldn't hear the yelling and screaming, that was your problem.
All I'm saying is, why does he have to point it up? Why can't he just go on with what he's doing?
Because thousands of listeners were out here listening to that man scream and yell.
Baloney. People can't hear only what the announcer lets them hear. And people don't see what the announcer won't let
them
see.
And you told him to go on, and he continued to talk. I heard his yelling and screaming over his voice, over your announcer's voice. Now, that is not... I was just getting ready almost to tune out. I was ready to leave KFI.
What do you know about radio, sir? Are you in the business?
I have been around the entertainment business for the last 30 years.
A guy that worked in a commissary someplace at 20th Century Fox. Listen,
why do you have to upset the guy?
Am I talking to you?
Yeah, but why do you have to insult the guy?
Am I talking to you?
You insulted the man.
I'm not talking to you, Phil. I'm talking to the... Can you shut up? I'm just saying to you, sir, and all you have to understand is that I know what I'm doing. Okay? I know.
Do you really?
I know.
Well, let me tell you, for knowing what you're doing, for knowing what you're doing, you came off as being such a pompous ass. It was unbelievable.
Well, that's you're too sensitive.
Not that I'm sensitive, and I'll bet you that every caller that calls in will agree with my side.
Whatever.
Because I have never, ever, ever heard such unprofessionalism on the part of management in my life on radio.
What dumb job do you have?
Pardon me?
What dumb job do you have?
Well, that's all I have to say.
That's really not...
Come on, pal. What job do you do? Oh yeah, there you go. Hangs up. Phil?
You know what? I'm going to go take a walk, David.
Where are you going?
I'm going to take a walk. I'm leaving.
All right, Mike Crozier, if you are there, or Mike Schaefer, go to a break. KFI.
What are you laughing at?
I always love the Bill Handel promos. We on the air?
Yeah.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we are. KFI AM 6...
Well, what are you doing?
I just heard you laughing. I wonder what you're laughing at. KFI AM 640.
You know, your professionalism slips every day.
Gee, what a disappointment I must be to you, man. You know what you should do?
Oh, what is that, Mr. Henry?
Why don't you fire me? That's what program directors... There ain't a program director that I ever met that hasn't got that skill down. Most of them couldn't program their ways out of a wet paper sack. Most of them wouldn't know talent if it came up and bit them on the ass. But I'll tell you something, one thing that every PD I ever worked for, he knows perfectly how to do, and that's fire people. So why don't you fire me, okay? Do you think it'll be the first freaking time? What is the point? Come in here, do a great... You know, I'm going to say something to you, David, and I don't mean to be threatening or anything.
No, why don't you do it, Phil? You've already dug your grave tonight. You've got one foot in it.
Okay, let me say this to you, okay? Do you think that I can't walk across the street tomorrow?
Is that a threat?
Yeah, that's a threat. I can leave this station, I can go across the street to another station, and anybody you put in here behind me, I'll kick the crap out of. I will bury them. Bury them! Don't you know I can leave here tomorrow and go across the street and bury anybody that you put in here behind me? Bury them!
You're really putting yourself in a hole tonight, aren't you, Phil?
I don't care. I'd bury him.
Did you say something? I put the phone down for a second.
Ha 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 ha.
That's right, pal. That's right, Big Mouth. I think the audience, Phil, tonight is getting a real taste of your ego.
I think the audience tonight is hearing a frustrated guy letting out a little steam that he should have let out a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Don't you say something again?
Mike Crozier is back. Are you all right, Mike? I guess it's infectious.
I think the two of you guys ought to check yourselves into a nut house, both of you.
Ventura on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
You know, Northridge Hospital has a great psychiatric ward.
Pardon me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm completely confused. I've never listened to your station before, and I was just driving back from Los Angeles.
You're driving back to Ventura?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm completely blown away by what's gone on the last hour. First of all, your engineer is completely out of line. I don't know why he felt that it was within his rights to freak out on the air while you're trying to do your show.
I had no idea, but a guy's in a union. There's nothing I can do about it.
Well, I'm not blaming you.
There is one thing.
Even more shocking than this, excuse me, I'm talking right now, is the program director's complete unprofessionalism. I am completely amazed. You know, Phil, if this is the way your radio station runs, maybe you should go to a better station, because this guy doesn't know his head from a hole in the ground.
Are you being a child now, David? Is that what you're doing? I think the lady made a very good point. Maybe I ought to walk out of here and go to another radio station.
You know, Phil, you don't need this kind of stuff. If this guy considers himself a professional program director, he should be working at WKYP, because that's what it sounds like to me. You're a comedian. You are a complete comic. I'm wondering whether this is real radio or if this is like an act. Are you a joke?
You're a
there in Ventura with all that great radio they got up there. Is that right?
Radio? I'm just trying to listen to something.
You got some damn good radio.
You sound like you're a comedy act.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, my announcer and the engineer tonight both lost their minds on the air. I don't think it's a comedy act. I think it is a tragedy because you're seeing a career or two going down the toilet tonight.
No, the tragedy, sir, is that you are completely unsupportive of the people that you are supposed to be supporting.
I understand. You're a joke, and I'm totally sad
that you think that you are professional in any way. You're completely out of line.
What are you doing?
You don't let me talk?
Do you think...
Let me talk.
Okay, this is absolutely childish.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Tell us all about it, Romper Room.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Just because we're not paranoid doesn't mean they aren't really out to get us. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.